Hello, all you Disney lovers out there. I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Minecraft for Life, Matthew A. Bird. And let's just say we got wrecked again. And I just saw the internet get wrecked on Friday. Yep, this is the review of Ralph Breaks the Internet. And let's just say I really enjoyed the movie from beginning to the end. The movie basically is, it takes 6 years after the first movie, and Sugar Rush breaks. If folks haven't watched the movie yet, and you haven't noticed, Sugar Rush has become single player. I wonder what happened to that. Why is Sugar Rush now a single player? And the game breaks, Sugar Rush gets unplugged, Ralph and Penelope journey to the internet, and goes from there, actually. They come many things the internet has to offer, like Snapchat, Twitter, Google, Instagram, BuzzFeed, all the good stuff the internet has to offer. And the main point is Ralph let Penelope stay in Slaughter Race. Like, Penelope liked Slaughter Race so much that she wanted to stay there. Like, when she entered the Disney Princess room, they told her, look into a puddle of water, and you'll find your inspiration. She did that, and this is how she ended up singing a great song about Slaughter Race. Like, let's say Ralph didn't like that she was in Slaughter Race. And he went Gone Virus, released it, made Penelope angry, and Penelope took the hero medal and threw it over the ledge. Then Ralph was scanned as an insecurity, and he was created, a bunch of copies was made of him. And let's say they wrecked the internet. And they almost, and Noah's will almost save the day for them when he told them where to take the Ralph duplicates. But it turns out the Ralph duplicates made one giant Ralph. And basically, Ralph was like, give Penelope to safety, I'll take care of it. And he hit the big Ralph with a giant thumbtack. Man. Talk about quit hitting yourself. Anyway, Ralph ends up getting trapped, and Penelope decides, because that's what those Ralph duplicates wanted. They want Penelope. Penelope decides, you do whatever you want. Let him go. Then Ralph has a moment of clarity. He realizes, eventually, We have to let our friends go, and we'll make the bonds stronger. And basically, Ralph lets Penelope go to Slaughter Race, and he goes back to the arcade, and basically went from there. One thing I do wish is wish there was a little cutscene where Mr. Litwack gets the steering wheel and asks, "Where did this come? Who paid for this? Where did this come from?" That's what I wanted to see. And I love the movie very much. It really made me feel like I was really part of the internet. Now, I want to get to one of my favorite scenes. Of course, I like most of the scenes. There's some scenes I really enjoy. The first, Penelope entering Old Mine Disney. And if you folks haven't watched it yet, let's just say Penelope walked into Oh My Disney listening to this tune. As my folks, she was walking into Oh My Disney listening to Let It Go. She says, Princess is a cartoon character, barf. Then she runs into Eeyore. He's like, hey. That was actually pretty hilarious, actually. Then we got to see Iron Man swoop in and grab Eeyore. Then she ends up getting some people to go out to see Ralph's video, we have Paula back. Then she runs into the stormtroopers or the security guards. Then she ends up running to the Disney cast member room where, why kept an eye out for any other Disney characters? When she was running into, like, when she went to Oh My Disney, there was, like, a Fantasia, Mickey Sorcerer crap from Fantasia, and Mickey was on top of it. Kermit the Frog was there, and Eve was, you can't see it, like, you have to pause apart the scene on YouTube and check it out yourself, but if you pause it, you'll see Eve from Wall-E. Anyway, that's good. While in the chase, she kind of bumped into the late Stan Lee cameo, because he was talking with Iron Man. Too bad Stan Lee didn't get to see it. Anyway, when she was walking into the Disney cast member's room, right before that, Nick P. Wilde, you know, the Fox from Zootopia that helped Officer Hops, was to say he was walking out, pulling a popsicle. And ran through the curtain. There was Grumpy, Peter Pan's Shadow, and Tinkerbell. Then she teleported into the Disney Princess room where all the Disney princesses panicked. That is actually what I'm most impressed with. Like the animation of the Disney princesses into the movie. Like into 3D. Let's just say Mulan, she looks even more intimidating in 3D. And another one? I never knew Cinderella had such an aggressive sign. Like she used her glass slipper as a weapon. And on her, like, she had her fists. Like she took this. Well, you can't see it now. You can see it, but you'll see it in the movie. You know what I mean. And all that. And best part is, they got most of the Disney princesses' original voice actresses. Like Belle, Ariel, Pocahontas, Rapunzel, Mulan, Jasmine, Anna, and Elsa. Moana. Even though Moana's not a Disney princess yet, I know this. She will become a Disney princess eventually. Anna and Elsa, even though they're not Disney princesses, because Elsa's queen. They have a little franchise, and why wouldn't you include them in a Disney movie? And what got me the most is that Ralph let Penelope stay in Slaughter Race. And Ralph learned a life lesson. Friends can't stay together for like 24/7. So he's going to let Penelope stay in Slaughter Race, and he goes visit her. That is really nice. And oh, by the way, Mr. Litwack was the man who voiced him was Ed O'Neill, who was also the voice of Mr. Litwack in the first movie. And that's nice. Now, the Disney princesses, it's understandable that they had to get new voices for Cinderella, Snow White, Aurora, because those voices were like the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And so it's completely understandable. And the other scene I like is when all the princesses pitched in to save Ralph from falling after Ralph fixed his own insecurity. And let's just say it kind of got a little awkward because they all got Ralph into Snow White's dress, and Ralph's like, oh, that's awkward. But one of the funniest parts is when Penelope was trying to tell everyone that she was a princess, trying to tell all the princesses that she's a princess too. Then Pocahontas asked, what kind of princess are you? And Rapunzel's like, you have magic hair? No. Magic hands from Elsa? No. And what's talking to you from Cinderella? No. Someone's like, are you poisoned? No. Cursed? No. Kidnapped or enslaved? No, is it okay? Should I come, please? Then Ariel popped in, telling her side of the story, and then Jasmine popped in. Then Rapunzel asked a $1 million question. Do you suppose all your problems are solved just because a big, strong man showed up? And then he's like, yeah, what is up with that? First off, I gotta say, ouch. I'm a man, and Rapunzel, ouch. But it was totally hilarious. Basically, I like all the work that they done with this movie, and like I was waiting for this like since the day it was made official, and see now I will give it 2 thumbs up. As oh yeah, and I kind of and you know that scene with Baby Moana and such. Let's just say Baby Moana scene did not make it into the movie, but they put in like mid credits. Because they were saying, the mom was asking, mom was asking, you like a movie? Well, yeah, but I'm sad that my scene didn't get in. And she was, Baby Moana was signing milkshake pancake. Then Ralph got in, then Vanellope started feeding the. Then Ralph and Vanellope started feeding the. She was the bunny. The bunny alarm up pancakes and made the bunny explode. Let's just say that little kid is now scarred for life now, and it's and apparently I missed this at the end after the credits. They were supposedly going to show a trailer for Frozen 2. Then we got what people call Rickroll. You know. This song, for our game. Yep, they Rickrolled us, but instead, it was Ralph singing it. Like, they were gonna give you up, they were gonna let you down. That was, I wish I would have seen that, because that would have been absolutely hilarious. And like I said, I like the cameo, like, even though Stanley didn't have a non-speaking cameo, they included him in talking to Iron Man, as Iron Man was waiting for Avengers 4. Like I said, overall, I give the movie 10 thumbs up, like, 2 thumbs up. How can I get to do 10 thumbs? That's impossible. And basically, I watched it on Friday, and doing a review now, as I sat away a little bit, and like I said, the movie was great. Like, it was like they had a different variation of the poster. Like, they had Ralph hanging on to the arrow icon that the internet makes when you're on the internet, and Vanellope was riding it. I would like to see the one where Ralph, it was the big Wi-Fi symbol, and there's like Ralph and Vanellope on the circle, and the princesses on the second one, main characters on the third one, and the internet people on the final one. That poster I would have liked. And basically, I want to say this to all people who worked on Ralph Breaks the Internet. Job well done. I hope you guys get like a Grammy or an Oscar. You guys deserve it. All the hard work you put in day in and day out to make Ralph Breaks the Internet awesome as it is right now. Thank you for that. And if it comes out on DVD, I will get it. Like, when it comes out on DVD, I know. Like, it's gonna take a while for them to release on DVD. I understand that. And I hope all you Disney knowers out there enjoyed it too. I know you did. Okay, now this is all the time I have with this podcast. This is probably the longest podcast I've ever done. Or if you want to give this podcast a big star, I would really appreciate that. And if you want to go check out my other podcast episodes, I really enjoy. Really appreciate that. And if you want to go check out my Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery YouTube channel, I really appreciate that too. And my Instagram is Matt Avery Vanda, all in lowercase. My Twitter is Matt Avery Disney, all in caps. And my Snapchat is Maze Avery, Maze_Avery. I'm not sure if I'm changing or not. Who knows? And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. Now, for all your Disney lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Anarchal Life, Matthew Avery. Hoping that you don't get wrecked. Because you have your internet wrecked. And I'll see you here in the next podcast, my friends.